welcome to the Clutter Meet. How are you doing this week, Shalina?
I'm great, Chirag. What we're going to talk today about is about shopping and how to reduce the amount of things you buy when you shop and what to do before you shop. So decluttering your shopping habits, let's call it that today.
I'm going to guess that advice number one has to be have this podcast in your ears while you walk into the mall.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, have it on all the time. But you need it on beforehand as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean. As you're walking into the mall, you kind of hear those tips all over again and be like, get in the zone.
Maybe I should just have one that just goes, do not buy that. Do not buy that. No, it will look awful on you. No, you don't need that bag of sugar. Yeah, I think we'll do that. We'll do one.
Like a Siri style thing. Customizable with different, items. So we just sit and record them, and then it'd be like, Shalina, should I buy sugar? No.
Yeah, for everything. Should I buy those pair of shoes? No.
You could not do the get rid of two rule, therefore you cannot buy this.
No, exactly. Will you be able to find it in 5 seconds? No. So that's our idea for the next podcast.
We got some nice reviews, right? And one of the reviews we got, the guy reached out and he basically said, hey, this what's really nice about this, you're doing these simple tips, right? Maybe you should get an Alexa skill so that someone can say, hey, give me my declutter podcast of the day, or give me my declutter tip today, and it will read out the episode. That was his suggestion.
Okay, we'll do that. Don't know how we do that, but yeah, we'll do that.
No, but I'm it kind of fits into this idea.
We'll do that.
Cool. So let's talk about shopping. Let's start with, what would be your tip number one? This is if you don't do this, it's going to fail.
Well, there's so many. Okay. First, before you go shopping, so say there's a sale going to happen soon, or you have to go to the supermarket and you want to buy food. First, go in that area. So go in the kitchen, go in all the food cupboards, see what you have, and spend half an hour to look at all the food and see, has it expired? Do you eat it? Do you even like it? Did you get it when you were on holiday and it's got truffles in it, which is really expensive, but you don't actually like the taste of truffles? Things like that. Look at that, in your kitchen. Or do you have Himalayan salt and you never actually use it, but you just bought it because it was trendy? Things like that. So,
are these specific examples coming out of personal experience, customer?
Yes, this happens with clients. Yes, yeah. There's been luckily I do eat lots of Himalayan salt, so I end up having to take it from clients because they never use it. So it's great for me. So there's certain things. I'm when you go on holiday, especially to Europe, you buy these special foods, and I find people buy in bulk, so they don't just buy one item and see if they actually like the taste of it. They buy five packets of it, so then it's expired after a year. So first go in your kitchen, your wardrobe, if you're going clothes shopping, and check how much you got and what you have, and if you've got room to buy more things and to fit it in. So I'd say do that first, and then do a list. Make a list. Shopping lists are the best things ever because they keep you focused. And it means that you don't have to then go up and down all the aisles or in all the shops. You know what you're looking to buy and you just buy that. Don't buy anything else. Unless it's a really nice bar of chocolate, maybe. But that's it, Two main tips. And then we get into the shopping bit. Why are you going shopping? Is there a reason you're going shopping? For food shopping, we can understand. You're going food shopping because you're going to buy food. But some people go food shopping because of other emotional or psychological reasons as well. So they're over shopping, overeating for other reasons. So there's that whole element as well. And the same for clothes shopping. So we know, from my experience dealing with clients and reading articles, that a lot of people go shopping because they're stressed. They're lonely, they're dealing, there's work issues. And that used to happen with me when I used to work as a lawyer. Didn't have much time to go shopping, but I had a very stressful job. And my way of dealing with the stress would be to go out to the malls on a Friday morning before everybody else turned up to go shopping and buy expensive items, mostly shoes. But that does happen. And so I can understand why other people might do that, but you need to find out what that reason is. And if there is a way that you can go to a counselor or go for, say, hypnotherapy, or just talk to someone, because there's psychological reasons for why you're shopping, and there are people that shop all the time. So there's a lot of people who go to these websites like Net-a-Porter or the OutNet or whatever, you know, and they will shop nearly every few days. And so there are continuous things coming shipped in, which they've bought. And that's just because they're lonely, they're stressed, they're bored, they don't have anything else to do, they don't have a hobby. So they're saying that shopping is their hobby, you know. And that's fine to a point, but it's not healthy. And you're also then just cluttering your house and your wardrobe. So have a look at that. If you have got money issues and you're finding it's being exasperated by the shopping, talk to a financial advisor and find out how you can alleviate the burden of your bills, sort out your income, sort out how to sort out, you know, income and expenses, and see how much you can spend on shopping, because that will help you a lot as well. And stop using a credit card. Pay only with cash, because that will help you as well, to stop you buying these impulse purchases, these big expensive items as well, because you'll go, actually, no, I can't because I've only got cash. So that's another good way to, you know, to stop or to reduce your shopping.
It kind of helps you realize actually how much you're spending sometimes. When you swipe a card, it's the same action if you buy something that's 20 dirhams, and it's the same action when you buy something that's 1,000 dirhams.
Exactly.
And so you don't really make a visual or a mental distinction between them, whereas when you're taking out, you know, like you have to pay 1,000, yeah, it's a very different
And that's true. And so, you know, these are the things to do before you've even entered into the mall or into the supermarket, into shops. Think about all these things. You know, some organizers do suggest people use apps to, you know, to make to track all the purchases they make. That's all fine and good if you're an organized person and if you've got patience and you're tech savvy, but it does take time. And then to, you know, to scan the receipt and to make sure it's all populated properly, it takes so much time sometimes that it's painful. So if you want to do that, great. If you've got an accountant who can do that for you, even better. But it's not a life or death situation that you have to do that. Just do things like use cash instead of credit card. That will be a better way to track your purchases rather than using an app. But that's an idea for some people if they're into that. So that's before we go shopping. Then we go into the malls, we go into the supermarkets. When you're in there, say if it's a sale. So sales are a big thing, and they're happening all the time. When you go into the shop and you see something, ask yourself, do you need it? Do you actually have to buy it? Will it look amazing? Go try it on and see if it does look amazing, and ask someone if it does look good. And then think about, where are you going to put it? Like, will it fit in your wardrobe? Do you have space for it? Or do you have space for it in your cupboards or wherever you're going to put it? If you don't, then why are you buying it? Or will you be able to get rid of things from home? And remember, there's the 2-for-1 rule. So if you buy one thing, you have to get rid of two things. So if you do buy something, have you already got two things that you're going to take out, you know, out of your house because you've bought this one thing? So that's another thing to think about as well. Another thing is, how many times do you go to the malls or to the shops? Do you go every day? How much money do you spend on petrol, on the shopping element, the hassle of driving in the traffic and dealing with maniacs on the road, the stress, the energy? Think about all of that. That's a cost on your life as well. That's a cost on your day. So it's not just a monetary cost, it's a mental cost as well. So think about that. Like, is it worth it going to those shops all the time? You know, if you do shop regularly, we talked about the Net-a-Porter and OutNet and all these ones. If you do use them often, delete the apps from your phone and remove the bookmarks from your computer, because that will help you to not access it all the time. Obviously, it is very easy to type the name of the shop on Google, but this could be a way to stop you buying all the time when you're on your phone and you're bored. So that's one thing to do. Another thing is to that I recommend always is to unsubscribe from the mails, the emails that you get from these shops as well, because they entice you with these amazing pictures of all these clothes and they're new in stock. Remove them. So I get them from Net-a-Porter and Selfridges and some other companies. I've now unsubscribed because I don't want to see that there's this beautiful pair of shoes or this lovely dress that I could buy, or kitchen appliances. I like buying kitchen appliances. I don't want to. I don't want to see that. I don't want to be enticed by it. So that's the main things to do, and try and find some other activities to do, like a sporting activity, because it's better for you in the long run. It's more healthy, even though you do a lot of steps when you walk around in malls, but this is a better way of getting those steps, and that will help you as well a lot.
So you talked about, like, you know, people being organized and stuff like that, right? So I think probably one of the bigger issues people have is that they don't make lists. They're not good about making lists, rather. I will not say that they don't make lists, but they're not good about it, right? So, I mean, I have tons of people that, you know, they'll do it once, they'll do it twice, and then it just, because there's just too much work, and it's just like, it's whatever. I'll go to the mall and I'll figure it out, or I'll go to the shop and I'll figure it out, right? Yeah. Like, what would be your advice to, like, try to make that a habit?
So with the shopping list, what I do, I have it on Evernote or on an app called TickTick, which is my to-do list anyway. And you can create a shopping list and a tick box bit. And so I have that. And most of the items are the same items I buy all the time, you know, food items. And then I'll add in other clothing items, magazines, whatever, you know, books. So you have that always with you, and you build on that habit. So every time you're walking around in your house and you think, oh, I need to buy something, you add it to that list. And then you can see that list and see, actually, I don't need this. I don't need that. That's a waste of money. That's just, you know, it's not urgent. So that's one way of doing it. So that's building the habit, though. You have to keep on doing it. And it does take time. But once you've got that in place, that will help you a lot when you're going for the actual shop, because you have that list.
And in fact, that using apps like this is actually useful as well. If you're more than one person living in the house, or a spouse, or it could be anybody, it's useful because then, you know, if someone has already picked up something, like, you're not doubling it, because, you know, both of you have had this conversation in the morning where, oh, we need milk, and then you've both gone and individually done that, or something like that. It would help there too, right?
And with these apps, with certain ones, you can share them. So you can share it, say, with your maid as well. So she could use that same note and add in all the things, say, the cleaning products that you need to buy. So you're not buying doubles of that as well. So that's a big issue. And also because then you can see in the cupboards what you have. Because oftentimes you're going to the supermarket and say to the maid, do we have mop cleaner? And they'll say, no, no. And then you go home and there's three of them. So things like that, so you make sure that everything's there on this list. But we can talk about that in another...
The olden side of, like, you know, writing stuff and sticking it on the fridge, and then everybody just contributes to that list kind of thing.
Yeah. It's the same, same method, but more techie. So that's it for today. So if people need help with trying to curb their shopping and how to get organized with that and decluttering before it, they can contact me at any time on my website, declutterme.com. And they can also connect with us on social media, and I'm happy to answer any questions there.